A terrible shooting in Pittsburgh, bombs in the mail. This is a fraught political moment. And here to help us make sense of it is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
So obviously, terrible news out of Pittsburgh. We got the names of those who actually were killed by this in this attack.
Yeah, let's just make a few things clear. This was the worst anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. It occurred just days after the largest assassination attempt on political leaders, in this case, all Democrats and targets of the presidents in U.S. history. And we're now going to have the big debate about whether extreme rhetoric, including some of the president's rhetoric, helped incite this. But the president has made a lot of unifying statements. He said these acts were evil. He has also gone on to campaign and hold rallies, kind of partisan politics as usual, although he said that he's going to try to tone it down a little bit, and he did. But just before a rally in Illinois over the weekend, he had this to say about his tone.
I would like to be able to have the tone that I have because I feel very strongly about it. And I'd have a much different tone, frankly, if the press was even-handed, if the press was fair. I'd have a much different tone all the time.
So in other words, the press is still at fault. But as I said, we're going to have a big debate about whether some of the president's words helped create the climate for these kinds of attacks. He's not responsible for the acts of crazy people. But there's what the president says, and then there's what people hear. You know, the shooter in Pittsburgh posted on social media that Jews were funding the caravan. Donald Trump has tweeted without evidence that George Soros was funding the caravan. He talks about globalists a lot, and in right-wing media like Breitbart, The Daily Caller, globalist is a synonym for Jew.
This is a president who has not really embraced the role of uniter in chief.
No, he doesn't believe in that. Other presidents have seen their role as sort of the moral leader of the nation. But he doesn't believe in that. I don't think he'll change. He's over 70 years old. And this kind of extreme rhetoric has worked for him. He believes it energizes his base. His closing argument in this election is based on race and fear of crime, fear of immigration. And it's kind of a social media business model. You know, the algorithms at YouTube and other social media organizations know that more extreme content keeps viewers on longer. And this is what the president feels works for his base. And he might tone it down a little bit, but I don't think he's going to give it up.
As you note, midterm elections are just over a week away. Will the events of this past week affect the elections? And if so, how?
I think for the most part, the fundamentals of this election are set. They've been very stable with the landscape for Senate races leaning towards Republicans. In the House, the trend seems to be leading towards Democrats. I think the biggest way this might affect the elections is that it crowds out talk about politics. The president has complained about this. He said Republicans were on a roll. We had momentum. Now all the media wants to talk about are these, in quotes, bombs. So that might be the biggest effect.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Mara, thank you so much.
Thank you.